See there? That's called positive thinking. I put on my new and improved shield bracelet, too, and slipped 3 silver rings onto the fingers of my right hand. I snagged my blasting rod, clipped Mouse's lead on, took up my staff, and tromped on out to the car. I told Mouse to stay back while I approached the blue Beetle, my battered, often repaired, mismatched Volkswagen Bug. I looked all around it, then lay down to check the vehicle's undercarriage. I looked at the trunk and under the hood next. I even examined it for traces of hostile magic. I didn't find anything that resembled a bomb or looked dangerous, unless you counted the half-eaten Taco Bell burrito that had somehow gotten tossed into the trunk about 6 months ago. I opened the door, whistled for Mouse, and off we went to invade my brother's privacy. I hadn't actually visited Thomas's place before, and I was a little taken aback when I got there. I had assumed that the street address was to one of the new buildings in Cabrini Green, where urban renewal had been shoved down the throat of the former slum by the powers that be, largely because it bordered on the Gold Coast, the most expensive section of town and the second highest income neighborhood in the world. The neighborhood around the Green had become slowly more tolerable, and the newer apartment buildings that had replaced the old were fairly nice. But Thomas's apartment wasn't in one of those buildings. He was across the street, living in the Gold Coast. When Mouse and I got to the right apartment building, twilight was fading fast and I felt underdressed. The doorman's shoes were nicer than any I owned. I opened the outer door with Thomas's key and marched to the elevators, Mouse walking smartly at heel. The doorman watched me, and I spotted 2 security cameras between the front door and the elevator. Security would have a pretty good idea who was a resident and who wasn't, and an extremely tall and gangly man in a black coat with nearly 200 pounds of dog with him wouldn't be something they forgot. So I tried to stall them with body language, walking the walk of the impatient and confident in the hopes that it would make the security guys hesitate. Either it worked, or the building's security people were getting paid too much. No one challenged me, and I took the elevator to the 16th floor and walked down the hall to Thomas's apartment. I unlocked the door, gave it a couple of knocks, and then opened it without waiting. I slipped in with Mouse and found the light switch beside the door before I closed it. Thomas's apartment was, well, chic. The door opened onto a living room bigger than my entire apartment, which, granted, will never cause anxiety to agoraphobics. The walls were painted a deep crimson, and the carpeting was a rich charcoal gray. The furniture all matched, from the sofas to the chairs to the entertainment centers, all of it done in stainless steel and black, and a little more art deco than I would have preferred. He had a TV too big ever to fit into the Beetle, and a DVD player and surround sound and racks of DVDs and CDs. One of the newer video game systems rested neatly on a shelf, all its wires squared away and organized. 2 movie posters decorated the walls, The Wizard of Oz and The Pirates of Penzance, the one with Kevin Kline as the Pirate King. Well, it was good to see that my brother was doing well for himself, though I had to wonder what he was doing that pulled down the kind of money this place would require. The kitchen was like the living room, a lot of the same stainless steel and black in the appliances, though the walls had been painted white, as was the expensive tile floor. Everything was pristine. No dirty dishes, no half-open cupboards, no food stains, no papers lying about. Every single horizontal surface in the place was empty and sanitized. I checked the cupboards. The dishes stood in neat stacks, perfectly fitted to their storage in the cupboard. None of which made sense. Thomas had a lot of positive qualities, but my brother was a fairly shameless slob. I get it now. He's dead, I said aloud to Mouse. My brother is dead. And he's been replaced with some kind of obsessive, compulsive, evil clone. I checked the fridge. I couldn't help it. It's one of those things you do when you're snooping through someone's house. It was empty, except for one of those boxes of wine, and about 50 bottles of Thomas's favorite beer, one of Mac's microbrewed ales. Mac would have killed Thomas for keeping it cold. Well, he would have scowled in disapproval anyway. For Mac, that was tantamount to a homicidal reaction in other people. I checked the freezer. It was packed, wall to wall, with TV meals in neat stacks. There were 3 different meals, stacked up in alternating order. There was room for maybe 9 or 10 more, and I presumed the others eaten. Thomas probably went shopping only every couple of months. That was more like him. Beer, food cooked by pushing one button on a microwave, no dishes needed, and the drawer nearest the freezer yielded up a container of plastic forks and knives. Eat, discard, no cooking or cleaning necessary.